The last 2 days, the speakers thanked me for giving them an opportunity to give shiurim, but the emes is that the thanks not mine. It's the olam that Baruch Hashem was able to have people that come to want to learn, want to hear shiurim. So yishakara to the olam for giving me the opportunity to be able to give the shiur, and to whoever else gave the shiurim here. I wanted to speak a little bit about the inyan of ushmatim tamatzis, the din of shmira in matzis. There was a mice that happened a couple of years ago in one of the matzah bakeries that that they found that afterwards that some of the ladies that were doing the lead, that were kneading the dough or rolling out the dough, when they ended up finding out that they weren't yidden, they were not they were going. The shaila is, it was an Sayer shaila then, if there's a Yisrael Imed al Gabov, there's a Yisrael that's watching over the guy making the matzahs, is that good enough for matzahs mitzvah? We say, you know, anyone that's been a matzah baker, they know that you say l'shem matzahs mitzvah, you're trying to make it l'shma. So a goy can't do l'shma, but if there's Yisrael that's watching over it and being shown by the matzahs and everything, does that work? So the emes is, we have to give some background. The emes is that, so there's a pasuk in the Torah, shmartim is a matzahs, that the Gemara darshan, that you need shmira in matzahs. It's not enough that you should know that the matzah is not chametz, but there's a din, ushmartim es hamatzis. You have to watch over the matzah. What's the chiddush ushmartim es hamatzis? L'chora, anyway, l'chora saivi, you have to make sure it's not chametz. Whatever it takes, you can't have any suffix that is chametz. What's the extra chiddush ushmartim es hamatzis? It's brought down by Shem Brzgurov and others that the pshat is that hagam that you know for sure, you could tell there's certain simonim that you could tell that it's not chametz. However, whatever the simonim are, there's certain simonim that you could tell that something's not chametz. But there's a halacha that besides the simon, you have to be shomer the matzah to make sure that the matzah never became chametz. Shomer it mechimutz. That's the halacha. Shaila is, what matzahs, which matzahs do you need shmir mechimutz from? Which matzahs do you need shmir from? That means that you eat matzah the first night of Pesach. You eat matzahs the first night of Pesach for the mitzvah of Be'erav Teichlu matzahs, but then you eat matzahs the whole Yom Tov. You can't have chametz. So which matzahs do you need specifically? Do you need shmartim es hamatzahs? Do you need shmira from chimutz? And which is that necessary for the whole Pesach? Is it only necessary for the first matzahs out of Be'erav Teichlu matzahs? Or is it necessary for all the matzahs? Maybe not. Maybe you could say the other matzahs you eat, as long as you know it's not chometz, is genug. So this is a gemara. It's a big machlokes Yishayim. It's a gemara. The gemara says that b'teikas shel nochrim adam amal kreitzer men mavach yechol k'zayis matzah b'acharina. The gemara says that you could take a dough of a guy, your neighbor brings over a dough, mamish, flour, water, everything, mamish. And he brings over the dough, and you could bake it in your house, and you could eat it on Pesach. Well, vad, we can make the mitzvah matzah with the bivach yechol k'zayis matzah b'acharon. You have to eat a k'zayis matzah to make the mitzvah b'er teichlu matzah. You can't use it for matzah mitzvah, but you could use that isa to make the mitzvah to eat on Pesach. It's not chametz. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Maybe it's chametz. When how can you eat an isa from a guy? So to Rashi, because it has simonim. It has simonim that it was never nischametz. It means Rashi Shita is that the whole din of shmartim es hamatzis is only said by the matzis that you need for the first night of Pesach. For the first night of Pesach, there's a din, be'erav teichlu matzis, that's where you need shmira. The other matzis that you eat doesn't need shmira b'chlal. That's Rashi Shita. All the Rishonim argue on Rashi for different reasons, but the Rach learns, no, Avada we're talking about, you can't just have you can't just rely on Simon and Bechlal. Avada we're talking about that there was Yisrael Imer Agabov. There was Yisrael being Mashgiach on the whole process. And he saw that he was Shemir, that it shouldn't become Chometz. Avada there was Shemir, that's Poshim. But Afal Pikain, you can't be Yoitz in Matzah's Mitzvah with it. Why? Because anyone here in Gittin, there's a sugya of Oymer al-Gabov. And Oymer al-Gabov is a shayla by a guy who writes a get. And there's an Oymer al-Gabov who's trying to tell him to write l'shma. It doesn't work because he's guy that did the nafshe kavod. So says all the Rishonim, says, even though there's a yid watching it, afilu hachi, mishum choyves matzah loy napik, mishum de goy that did nafshe kavod. So it means that there's a problem that even though the guy is watching it and he did the shmirah and everything like that, but I'll pick it for the mitzvah matzah, you need to make sure that the Yisrael is doing the shmirah. You can't have that a Yisrael is doing it and someone else is making the matzah. So all the Rishonim say that. The Ritva brings Rishonim like that also. Oh. So there's a kash over here that all the Achronim ask. Chasemes, Michas Chinuch, is very ma'arechanit. And it's Mam Shaposher kash. And in order to understand the kash, we just have to be marked in one Poshet Azach. We know that there's a din, you have to have Lishma. You have to have Lishma in the matzahs. The matzahs have to be Lishma. That's why the guy can't make it. The Yisrael has to make it Lishma. The shayla is, what has to be Lishma in the matzahs? What has to be Lishma in the matzahs? So normally you have to say, you have to make the matzahs Lishma, you have to bake the matzahs Lishma. Then it says that that's not the din. The din is that the shmira on the matzahs has to be Mishumaris L'shem Matzahs Mitzvah. The shmira of the matzahs is Lishma. There's no din that you have to bake the matzahs Lishma. The din is that this shmira, this din, that is a din to be shomer the matzahs Mechimutz. When you're being shomer the matzahs Mechimutz, that shmira has to be done L'shem Matzahs Mitzvah. That's the halacha. That's the psukim in the Gemara, all over. That's the din. So frektus fasemes, frektus min chaschinuch mashar pashat akasha. So if you have someone that's kneading the dough, a guy is kneading the dough, the Rishonim say, even though Yisrael's watching him over, and he's watching Lishma, it's not good, because Omer Agabov doesn't work. A guy is not doing it Lishma. So frektus fasemes in the min chaschinuch, that who's doing the shmir over here? Who's doing the shmir? Not the person that's being lush, not the person that's making the dough. The person that's doing the shmir is the guy that's watching over. The mashgiach is making the shmir. So as long as the mashgiach who's being watching it over, he's being shomer that it shouldn't come chametz, and he's watching it lishma, that should be enough. That should be enough that it's mishmeres lishma l'shem matzahs mitzvah. It's a bishlama by ksivas haget. So who has to make the lishma in the get? The guy that's writing has to be kosev lishma. So a guy is writing it, and Yisrael is watching over, and he's trying to plug in Lishma into his ksiva. He's trying to make him be kosev Lishma. So you can't use the Lishma of the person that's watching over to plug in into the ksiva of the guy. But it's not like that. There's no din that the Lisha that's making the matzah has to be Lishma. The din is that the Shmira has to be Lishma. So if that in Cain, who's being shomer? The Mashgiach is being shomer, so he's being shomer Lishma. So what's the whole sugya that a guy, a Yisrael that's watching a guy can't do it? The Yisrael that's watching it, he's being shomer, and he's being shomer Lishma. And Emes is that the Ritva brings from the Ra'ah, that the Ra'ah argues on these Rishayim, and he says, Avada, we're talking about that Avada, there's no problem. And he says, Mamish Zizvar, Zok, the Ra'ah, the sagi b'Yisrael oimer agabov, the leiboy asir l'shem mitzvah. There's no thing you have to be an asir l'shem mitzvah. Rak shimur l'shem matzah. You just need shimur l'shem matzah. Dachik sivu shmartem es hamatzis. So since the shmir has to be l'shma, who's making the shmir? The Yisrael oimer agabov is making the shmir, and he's doing it l'shma. So what's the problem? This is the kasha in Rishayin. So this is one kasha that we have to talk about. So again, so we have a Gemara. We have a Gemara that says that there's some matzahs that you don't need shmir for, there's some matzahs you do need shmir for. We have a machlokes in the Rishayim. Rashi holds you only need shmir for the matzahs you eat in time of the mitzvahs, and the other matzahs, as long as you have simonim, is good enough. The Rambam, the Achrayim say, learned like the Rach. The Rambam, the Rabbeinu Chanan, all the other Rishayim learned the Gemara not like that. And they hold you need shmir on all the matzahs. But shmir, l'shem matzahs mitzvah, that's only for the matzahs you eat to mekayim the mitzvah, and for that, Omer Agabov doesn't help. And the Shaila is, why not? Why shouldn't Omer Agabov help? That all you need is the shmir to be lishma. There's another kasha. Is there's a taz. The taz says that even though we paskin in Shulchan Aruch like the Rishonim that you can't do an Omer Agabov taka goy, which is making the matzahs, and he saw Omer Agabov doesn't help. But he says, let's go back a step. He says that there's a machlekes rishonim, when do you need shmir from? Okay? These are some, there's lisha and there's ktsir. What's lisha? Lisha means you have flour, you put the water in, you start making the dough. Lisha is when you start making the dough, and everyone knows you need shmir mishas lisha, okay, from the kneading. There's a machlekes, do you also need shmira mishas ktsir? Shmir mishas ktsir means from the time that you cut down the stalks of grain and it becomes not mechubel lakarka anymore, you have some wheat over here and you didn't make it into flour, you didn't add water in anything, you still need shmir. You have to watch out that it shouldn't come into contact with water, you have to keep it careful. that's the Rambam Shita, is that you need Shmir Mishas Ketzira. So it's Machoik Zeshem, do you need Shmir Mishas Lisha or do you need Shmir Mishas Ketzira? So says the Taz, that even according to the Rishonim, that say that Yisrael and Menachabov doesn't help, that's only Mishmir Mishas Lisha. That's only during the kneading. But Shmir Mishas Ketzira, but to watch over, as long as Yisrael is watching over that the water shouldn't come in contact with the flour, with the grains, with the chitim, with the wheat, that's enough. Avad Yisrael, you don't have to actually cut it down. You know, Yisrael doesn't have to actually be the one cutting it. As long as he's the one that's being shomer it, that's enough. Stam, what's Pashup Shad on the Taz? Why is it that the Shmir from Lisha, that you need to be Dafka Yisrael has to do the Lisha, it's not enough that he's doing the Shmirah. Mashenkin the Shmir Mishas Ketzira, he doesn't have to be doing the Ketzira Lishma. As long as he's watching over the Ketzira and he's watching over that when you cut it down, no water comes in contact with it, and he's being shomer it, and he's being that's enough. So what's Pashup Shad? So two kashas. What's pshat on the Taz? It's mechalak shmir mishas ketzir from shmir mishas lisha. And what's pshat b'chlal on the Rishonim that say omer agabav is no good? What's pshat b'chlal? So the Achronim, Chaschinuch basically says it. Some sefer, everyone says it a shtickle different nusach, but they still talk Gemara Chagiga, and they say that there's a Gemara Chagiga that's talking about specific taharis that you have to be doing with a shmirah on them. And the Gemara says that who's ever being Isaac in the Tyrus has to be doing the Shmirah. She'ein adam shomer mashabiyodah shel chavera. You can't watch over what someone else is doing. Like the Chassam Sefer says in the Tshuva that if the his lashon is if the person that's being Isaac in it is not being shomer shav shakat shomer shel su, it doesn't make sense. How could I watch over what someone else is doing? If he's the one that it's totally in him to be shomer it, I can't watch over him. So says the Chassam Sefer like this. He says that it's very different, the Shmirah at the time of the Lisha, from the Shmirah from the time of the Ketzirah. The Shmirah from the time of the Lisha, how do you make sure it doesn't become chametz? Bisham the Shas Ketzirah is very simple. You make sure that no water comes in contact with the chitim. That's the Shmirah. Okay, that's very simple. What about Shmir Mishas Lisha? Water already came in contact with the flour. So how are you going to make sure it doesn't become chametz? The only way to do it is to continue being oisik with the dough. You have to play around with it, make sure that it doesn't stay still for kedei chimetz. So b'shas ketzira, as long as it doesn't come in contact with water, it's fine, I can watch over that. That's biyadi to do. But once it is water and there's an isa here, the only way to make sure it doesn't become chametz, the only way to do the shmirah is by being oisik with it. So it's biyadi shel chavera. He's the one that's making the shmirah, not me. I can't just watch him do it. So since he's the one that's doing the shmirah, he has to be the one that's doing it lishma. I'm not the one that. It's not biyadi of me. I can't. It's not biyadi. It's not biyadi to be shomer it. As he's like some sefer.
No, that's
enough. Shake off.
So,
but if it would be a da'at the nafshe, then l'chayra, I guess what he means to say. Right. No, according to that, he's just saying, the Rishonim, I guess, are saying, according to him, is that if you could do an Omer, if a guy could be doing an Omer Agabov, then in Chalami, let him be Shomer, and he'll have a little shmok, because I'm teaching him, or however Omer Agabov works, the Tupshat Omer Agabov. Yeah, and tape a clay out the guy. That's what they're saying, according to Chassam Sefer. But Be'etzim, it's taka very shver. L'chor, the Pashup Kash on this Mahalach, if you're going to learn like the Chassam Sefer and the Mechas Chinuch, that it's Atz'ein Adam Shem Mashav Yadosh HaChaveray. So L'chor, we're going now in the Rach and the Rishonim, they all learned up that you need Shmira on all the matzahs you eat on Pesach. It's not enough just the Shmira that you need for the matzahs for, you need the Shmira L'shma. Shmira L'shma you need for all the matzahs. But for the matzahs of the Be'er Toichel matzahs, for the matzahs of the mitzvah. The matzahs that you can make the mitzvah with, that you need shmirah l'shma. But l'chayra, we're going now in the Rishitas HaRishayim, that for all the mitzvah, all the shmirah, all the matzahs you eat on Pesach need shmirah. So l'chayra, if the Achrayim are saying that it doesn't make sense for someone else to be shomer, mashem yadu shechaveri, so it's totally in him. So l'chayra, it's not mishomer b'chlal. It's not mishomer b'chlal. A goy chershet v'katan, it's not a shmirah b'chlal. So how does it even work for the rest of Pesach? Forget the fact that it's not Mashum al-Lashma. It's not even Mashum at all, according to them. According to them, it's not a Chisaron in the Lashma. L'chayra, it's a Chisaron in the Shmira itself, according to this Svar. L'chayra, the Shmira itself is not a Shmira, because it's totally him doing it, not me. So, and he's not a Bar Hochi to do it. Like it says over here, it says, the Meshachar says, Ein Lashem Matzah Mitzvah V'lo Yofen Oysa Lo Yadei Goy Yadei Chershet V'Katz. It's all the same thing. So, Moshe, we say over here, in the Yotzis, of Shabbos Agadol, So it says, V'cheshat v'kotan ein loshen dilma yishgun. Afagav da'afi yisrael badei lo yinagun. Dilma yishgun, you can't trust a v'cheshat v'kotan. So l'chara, what does it help if it's ein ad v'shem mash b'yodah shel chaveray? What does it help b'chlal that someone else is, that even for the other matzahs of Pesach? That's l'chara kash on this mahal. So, one other thing that needs a lot of hesber, the achronim seem to be very bothered, is what's the shita to Rambam when it comes to Shmir? The Rambam says, the Rambam holds like the Rach, and the achronim say that the way he learned the Gemara, B'tzeikas Nochrim, the way he learned that Gemara was taka like the Rach, that B'tzeikas Nochrim is talking about someone else watched, because he holds you need Shmir in all the matzahs. It's not like Rashi that it's enough simonim. And what does the Rambam hold you need Shmir in all the matzahs? So the Rambam says very clearly, Medivrei Soifrim. He says here, talking about a certain type of chimutz that's only Medarbanon. So he says, V'ein ala Medivrei Soifrim. Mishum Shenemar, we're only makbid on that particular thing about a chita that got wet. Medarbanon. Shenemar, Shmartim esamatzes kloimar. Hizaru b'matzah v'shomru oisam mikol tzad chimutz. Lefika, chomu chachomim, tzarech odom lizar b'dogon sh'oichom imenu v'pesach sh'liyovo l'vmaim acha sh'niktar achshleim b'shom chimutz. Rambam says that the whole din of Shmartim is Matzim Derabanan, Shmir Mashas Ksira, and the Magen Mishnah, everyone's Medayek, that first of all, the Rambam, in the main Ara, is that the Rambam is not Mechalek between Matzah's Mitzvah and the rest of the Matzahs that you eat. The Rambam's Shita is, you need Shmir Mashas Ksira for all the Matzahs. But the Rambam says it's only Derabanan, and the Chik Yankif and other Mefarshim Taka hold, that if you don't have those whole maisa, the Bach brings down a maisa, there's a guy that just got let out of jail and he had no matzis, and the guy that let him out of jail said, before I let you out, or maybe he was still in jail, I'll go make matzis for you. And the guy said, don't bother, I can't be kind of mitzvah with it anyway. So the Chik Yaakov says that the guy was a shaita, because the Rambam's shita is that the whole din shmir is only midir abonah. So let him be kind of mitzvah, at least midir aisa. But, what I just see that someone said, what was it I just saw, it said very interesting to Zach, to Miyashiv, the Chag Yaakov maybe, is that the kash on that maisa is let him take the matzah and eat it anyway. I mean, he doesn't have to starve, let him eat the matzahs anyway. So he said it could be that he didn't, it was a suffix on the bracha, he couldn't make a bracha al chiyos matzah. And since you couldn't make a bracha al-chiyos matzah, he held that matzah is the first night, the bracha al-chiyos matzah is a brachas anen. This is one of the Friedrich Chivas farm said that was Pshan Maisa. He held that the bracha al-chiyos matzah is like a brachas anen, so he couldn't eat it without making that bracha on the tzad that he has, on the tzad that it would be good, so he didn't want to eat it stomach. But anyway, al-Kuponim, that's where the Chik Yaakov says that the Rambam Shita is only midrabanan. So the bi'alacha, and it brings a lot of achrenim. Stam, a lot of chermeskis, the Mefurish and Rambam not like that. So Mefurish, Prichodosh, they all say the Rambam and Mefurish not like that. Because Rambam says that if you have matzah, which is not Meshurma, L'shem Matzah Smitzah, yeah, the Mishnah talks about a case where you have Chaldas Toydah or Kiki Nazi. You have a Nazir, or someone that has to bring a Korban Toydah that has to make matzahs. And he made sure that it's matzah, but he wasn't Shemer L'shem Matzah Smitzah. So the Rambam says, you're not Mekayim, the Mishnah says, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. The Rambam says, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah because it's not Meshurma L'shem Matzah. It's not lots of mishtameres. Inyan matzah bavaru she yotzim ba'avazush. Mishtameres inyan zavach. You're not yotze with. And the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos, you're not yotze even mit deraisa. So it's clear that the Rambam holds it is a din deraisa. So there's a big steer in the Rambam. If the din shmirah is a din derabanan, or is it a din deraisa? It's another thing that needs hesber. So we have three things that lachayra need a shtickle hesber. Just to chaz over, we have a steer in the Rambam. It's the last Torah we just said is Rambam Shita. The Chag Yaakov says Rambam is deraisa, and everyone asks if there's a Rambam somewhere else that seems to say the Rambam Shita is on derabanan according to the Chag Yaakov that you need shmirah, but the other achrenim say that the Rambam seems to say you need it mid deraisa. Pretty clear in the Rambam you need mid deraisa. Biolachas kasha. Second thing is, what's shot in the Taz? That the Taz says is mechalik between the Shmir Mishas Ktsira, that's okay to have Yisrael Imir Agabov, and the Shmir Mishas Lisha, that you need the Yisrael himself to do. It's not good, a goy can't do it with Yisrael Imir Agabov. That's the second kasha. And the third kasha was what we started with. Stam, what's pshat in the Rishonim altogether? The Minchas Chinas kasha and the Sasevis kasha. What's pshat bechlal in all the Rishonim that hold that Imir Agabov is not good enough By matzah, l'chara, where is the Omer Agab of a problem? By ksivas aget, where you need the lishma in what the maisa of the person is doing. But over here, the shmira has to be lishma, and he's the one that's doing the shmira. Those are the three kashas. So, Lachera, just to plug in a yisoid from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says the yisoid in Shmirah that you need for matzahs. Reb Chaim says over here he's talking about the Mishnah we mentioned earlier about lachmei toida and the lachmei nazir, that if a person made matzahs for a carbon, it's not good enough to be makayim the mitzvah matzah with it because he wasn't shomer it l'shem matzahs mitzvah. So Reb Chaim says from there you see that there's two halachas, there's two dinim in ushmartim es matzahs. It says one din is beikar din de mishumer es l'shem matzah trei dinim yesh b'zeh chada etzem maisa hashimur. There's one thing is you have to watch it mechimutz. You have to be sure that it didn't become lidechimutz. And like we said from the Briskov, it's not enough that you just see the simonim. You have to actually be shomer that it shouldn't become lidechimutz. That's one thing. But then there's another zach, like Reb Chaim, v'oydeish b'din b'achefza sheyachol b'shem mishumer es l'shem matzah. That it has to be chal in the matzah that it was mishumer l'shem matzah. And over here, it's not enough that you're shomer mechimutz. You're shomer that it shouldn't become chametz. There's something that's not chametz, but it's not matzah. But potato is not chametz. Just because something is not chametz doesn't mean that it's matzah. There's another thing that you have to be shomer it l'shem matzah smitzvah, that it l'shem matzah. That it, you're shomer that it should become a matzah l'shem matzah smitzvah. And Reb Chaim says that halacha is chal on the matzah itself, that it becomes a matzah smitzvah. That's what he says. Yesh b'din b'achefta shiochah b'shem mishomer es l'shem matzah. And that's why he says even if you have something which is mishomer, you were shomer it. You were shomer it, and you were kaim aladin yishmir from lachmei toida, and it could be a carbon. You're not going to be over the iser derais of being makar of chametz on the mizbeach. It's mishumer. But afal pikein, it didn't become a matzah mitzvah because you weren't shomer l'shem matzah mitzvah. V'akoch David didn't b'achef to shiocha b'shem mishmer l'shem matzah. Kol shenas l'shem davar acha l'chol b'shem midum mishmer l'shem matzah. That's what Chaim is saying. So, it could be that. If you understand that you saw it, so chayra, let's push the Yishuv and Rambam. That, I mean, other chayrim are miyashiv a little differently. Beis Meir it says a little different, but it could be that the din shmir, the Rambam says that you have to be shmir all the matzahs, even mishas ketzira. That's tam din shmir mechimutz. You have to make sure there's shmir mechimutz. That's tak only din derabana. The din shmir mechimutz. That the Kippi Semechan Simon and whatever, that's a din derabanan, that's what Rambam's talking about over here in Perek Vav. Talking Perek Vav, he didn't say anything about matzah yet. He's all talking about Hilchas Chametz. He's in Perek Hay, I'm sorry, is where he says this din of Lefikach, that there's Medivrei Seifim, you have to watch it. That's in DNA Chametz. He didn't even talk about matzah yet. In Hilchas Chametz is a halacha. They have to be shomer it, that it shouldn't become Chametz. That's one halacha, and that's talking about derabanan. In Perek Vav, mitzvah sasem in atar lechol matzah. Perek Vav is talking about Hilchas Matzah. In Hilchas Matzah, there's a new halacha. They have to become shomer es l'shem matzah mitzvah. So, and that takaniz l'shma, and that's midiraisa like the Rambam. That's only to negate the first two nights of Pesach. That's the chayr of the Yishuv in the Rambam. That midiraisa the din shomer es l'shem matzah mitzvah is midiraisa. Midirabanan is the regular din shmir mechimus. Oh. If we go back to the Rishonim, we said right away that there's Rishonim that say you can't be Oymer al-Gabov. Being Oymer al-Gabov doesn't help by Shmira L'Shma. You have to be Shmira L'Shma, Oymer al-Gabov won't help. So Frektus Fasemes and the Minchas Chinuch, that L'Chora, he's being Shomeret. So if he's being Shomeret, if the person that's the person that's the mashgiach is being shomer over the matziv, so he's the one that's being shomer it. So he's being shomer l'shem mitzvah l'shma. What's the problem? Why does it have to be the person that's making the iser being lost, the person that's kneading the dough? Who cares if he's a guy? It makes no difference. He's not the one that's doing the shmir anyway. So l'chora, it could be that according to this, it's not like that, because according to this, the pshat is that in order to make that the matzah becomes a matzah mishumeres, it's not enough that someone is watching over the matzah. It has to be that the person that's making the matzah is being shomer at lishma, because he's making it a matzah mishumeres. Meaning, it's true, like the Ra'ah says. The Ra'ah's lashon is asiya. The Ra'ah's lashon is the liboy asiyah l'shem mitzvah, rak shimur l'shem matzah. It's true. Avadi, you don't need a seal l'shem matzah mitzvah. You don't need to make it l'shma. You have to be shomer l'shma. But it's only up to the person that's making the matzah to be shomer l'shma, because he's just like he's the one making the matzah, so he has the pekayach to make it l'shma. He has the pekayach to make it a matzah mishumeres l'shma. So it only makes sense that the person that's watching over, that's making the matzah, could be shomer l'shma. You can't make someone else. You can't have someone else watching over the matzah and making that this matzah that someone else is making is a matzah mishumeres. Because since it has to be, it's a chal on the matzah that it becomes a matzah mishumeres, it's a halacha in the matzah, only a person making the matzah could do that halacha. L'chayra. It's a chiddush, but it could be that according to Reb Chaim, it makes sense that it has to be the person that's making the matzah is the one that's making it, that's being shomer l'shma. He's the one that's making it a matzah mishumeres l'shma. So it is like Ksivas Aget. Just like Ksivas Aget, the person that's being Kaisiv has to be Kaisiv Lashma. So here you don't need the Asiyah Lashma, but it's only up to the person making the matzah to be able to make the matzah Mishumeres. So Chaira, going back also to the Taz, the Taz says that even if you hold that the Yisrael Oymer Agaba is not good enough, that's only by Mishas Lisha Ve'elach. It's only Mishas Lisha. From the Ktsira, says the Taz, the Shmira and the Ktsira, that the water shouldn't come in contact with the Chitim, that could be done with a Goy also. So, it could be that you could hear a Svara to Miyash of the Taz. The Pshat is that Chaim says a similar thing in Bikurim, Lagabe Hilchos Chala, that, and it's also in other Makaris, that L'chara, it's a Shas Ktsira. When you're cutting down a piece of wheat, you have a piece of kernel of wheat over here. You don't have a matzah, so there's no halachas in the matzah that are chal yet. It's not a matzah. It's just a piece of kernel. It's a piece of wheat. Then you're toichin it. You make it into flour. You still don't have a matzah. What do you have? You have some flour. You don't have a matzah. It's b'chal not shayich to make any dinim in the matzah b'chal yet with the piece of wheat, with the kernel of wheat, or with the flour. There's no matzah b'faneinu. Once you pour in the water. And you start being lush the water. Once you pour in the water, so you pour in the water, what do you have now? You have a dough. You have isa. So when does it start the shei matzah already? It starts the shei matzah once you have a isa. Once you have a dough, that's already the tchil of the matzah. The Gemara says in Brachis, let's say you have an isa. You have a dough, which is tchilasa isa, the soifus sufganin, meaning you baked it in a way that it's not bread anymore. You added in sugar or whatever it is. You added it in a way that it's not lechem anymore. It's not. You don't make a moitzi on it. But some Rishonim hold that if it's Tchilasa Isa, V'soifu Suvganim, since when it was an Isa, it started becoming Lechem, it had a Habracha of a Moitzi if you would have baked it, so it already keeps the Moitzi. But Yeshua says, because it has a Shem Lechem in Brachas, that if it has a Shem Lechem already from the Shas Isa, Isa is also a Shem Lechem. So the Pshat is that once you put in the water and you're being lush, you're making the Isa, so you're making a matzah already. You have the matzah. So once you're making the matzah, Bishas Lisha, so then you have this svar that we're saying that you have to be chal, all the halachas of the matzahs have to be chal, and that's only telling the person making the matzah. Masha'enke Mishas Ktsira, L'chara there b'chalal doesn't pass the whole din of the Reb Chaim that you're giving any halachas to the matzah. You have a kernel of wheat, you don't have a matzah. So all you have over there is the stam, is the Shmir Mechimutz. L'chara. Oh. So this morning on my way over here, about a half hour ago, so it was this ayah to me, that according to this svar, to Miyash of the Taz, it should come out that, and I think it's mustava like that according to Reb Chaim, that l'chor, all you should need according to the Taz, if Yisrael Imer Agabov works, is because, again, Yisrael Imer Agabov, what's the pshat? Because he's really doing the shmira, because he's mibachutz, he's watching that the guy or the machine or whoever is doing it is being kaitzer l'shma, is being kaitzer, is cutting down the wheat, and I'm watching that water shouldn't come in contact to it. So I'm saying that's just a shmir mechimutz. That's why you don't need anyone else to do it. That's just a shmir mechimutz. It's not a shmir l'shem matzah. So it should come out according to that, that you don't need l'shma in the shmira mishas ktsira. As long as you're being shomer, that shouldn't come to chimutz. So the emes is that I start getting a little nervous because the Mishnah Berurah says mefurish in Tachnun Gimel that you need shmira l'shma mishas ktsira. So Mishnah Berurah says mefurish that you need shmir l'shma already from the Shas Ketzira. So I don't really understand why, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. But the emes is that So that would be a shtekel kasha. That would seem to be mashma that you that lishma already passes in the ketira. But the emes is that I'm saying pshat on the taz. The prima godim says that the taz taka holds you don't need lishma in shmir miktira. Shmir miktira doesn't need lishma. And according to B'chaim, the pshat is you only need shmir mechimut. The only time it makes sense to have shmir lishma is when you have lechem, and when you have something that you can make that the matzah is a matzah mishumeres. That's where it makes sense that you can have lishma. But stam before that. Before you have a dough, and you only have wheat, or you have flour, the only shmir you need is shmir mechimutz. He says that mefurish. And Emma says it's very meduyik in the Taz himself. Because the Taz says, this is the lashon of the Taz. Taz says, Memele, im oymed yisrael agaba v'shemir mechimutz ein iser. Masheikim belishav afiyah delav mitam chimutzu. El sheichavin l'shem matzah. V'zeh davka osu ba'akam v'cher shoti v'katan. So he says mefurish that... that shmir mechimutz is till now, but when you need shmir l'shem matzah, that's only later. That's what Taz says, and he says that tam de ikra asiyas hamatzah he lisha v'afir tzarich l'shem matzah mitzvah. So he says the making of the matzah is only with the lisha and the afir that you need l'shem matzah mitzvah. Why? Because you need to make the matzahs mishumeres. Mashen kein the ketzira. That works oymed al gabov, not because I'm trying to make him think about lishma. It's because I'm watching it. So as long as I'm watching it, I can watch it, and maybe I don't need to watch it lishma. I'm not sure what the Mishabura holds. Mishabura, the emesis is also very meduik in the Shulchan Aruch Rav like that. Once I saw that Mishabura, I started getting nervous. So I looked around. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav also says, like the Taz, I think, because the Shulchan Aruch Rav says first, you have to make sure that the Lisha Ve'elach you do Lishma. It says, V'chozim Ikra Din, but if you want to be Machmer, you should be Machmer before that. And he says, V'hein Krevim Lovali Dechimut, so Fikach Tzach Shisol Yishmer Mechimut, V'shas Hatchina. I don't say Lishma B'chlal. Mishnah Berurah says you need Lishma even Mishas Ketira. But the emes is, this stam a very good aura, L'chara, I don't really understand Pshat, if I don't ask Pshat, that the Mishnah Berurah over there, I think he's quoting Chai Adam, but even he's not quoting Chai Adam. I looked up the Chai Adam. Chai Adam says that you need everything to be Lishma, even the She'iva Samayim. Means if you go to a bar, you take out Mayim from the bar, you take out Mayim, you pick up the water, so the water that you're going to pour into the dough, the flour, that water you have to take it from the well l'shem matzas mitzvah. V'chol asiyasa you l'shem matzas mitzvah. Everything you do should be l'shem matzas mitzvah. So l'chara, what's pshat in the chayadam? Why do you need the she'iva samayim to be l'shma? L'chara, the shmir has to be l'shma. Where did the chayadam get this from, that the she'iva samayim has to be l'shma? I'm not sure pshat. It sounds like he's learning that's a new halacha, that everything has to be l'chayt's connected all the rishayim. I'm not sure exactly where the chayadam got that halacha from, but I'll go on with the chayadam saying that
you don't need shmir on the water. What? You don't need shmir on the water in the matzah.
What, the she'iva? The she'iva?
It's not from chimot or whatever.
Most from chimot.
Where's the she'iva? No, but say the shiva. You're saying you're being shayivet to make sure you're not getting crumbs in.
Do you need shmirah from chametz on the mat?
On the mayim? I don't think so.
The part of the
mat. Here, where's the shmirah? What's the shmirah that comes from pollen? So I'm saying so. In some, so you should have a shmirah mishas that you develop your well. You should have to ask, what does it do to shiva samayim? Yeah. Where's the pasul shmirah? What? Shmir already. There's a
shmir.
Okay, so then already it's not worse than the Mishabura that says from the Ksir also, according to what I'm saying. See, the shmir in the Shiva Samayim is the shmir also. So when you develop a well, when you develop your well, so this is going to be my chametz, my matzah well.
It says
you have to make sure it's like a different type. Make sure that there's no chametz fell in, and no guy threw a sandwich into the well. Yeah, I don't know. I hear. Okay, maybe. Okay, maybe that's from Chayodim. That the Shiva Samayim is also Chelik. He's suggesting that the Shiva Samayim is that you, the mind that you're taking, you have to make sure it is not. Mechumetz, it doesn't have comments in it then.
From the Shiva.
Huh?
From the Shiva.
He says, you should do the Shiva. That's what they do today. They turn on the sink. They have today, they take Mayim, you have to take Mayim Shalanu. So they have faucets. And before they turn on the faucet, L'Shem Matzas Mitzvah. That's what they do. I'm not. Oh. So this is a Ha'ara on the. this is l'chara, the Taz, the Pshat and the Taz is not the other Achgrainim were saying that the Pshat and the Taz is because Ein Adam Shemer Mashu B'Yadu Shel Chaveiroi. According to this, is a whole different Pshat. The Pshat is the whole Shemir al-Shema is only from making the Isa, from the Shas Nisina Samayim, from the Shas Lisha. The Shas Ketzir is only a Shemir Mechimutz. The Mishabur and others say that you need Shemir al-Shema even from, you need Shemir al-Shema even from the Shas Ketzir. Either they, I'm not sure what they hold. Unless they hold that in order for the matzah to become matzah mishumeris, even like a b'chaim, that they hold that the matzah to become matzah mishumeris has to be that all the ingredients were lishma, something like that. But just one other arad is Arsameach. Arsameach asks the kasha that we say that we pass an even chereshat mekatan can't do shmirah. So he asks from Yishalmi that says that a chereshat can't have nadas, but it could be shomer. They could be shomer, but the MS is that the etzem kasha lo samech. I see the achronim answer is not so shver because the samech says that because maybe lishma they can't do it. They could be shomer. They can't be shomer lishma. But the MS is just interesting is that it comes out really chereshat tokat kadushmir. So maybe you could rely on chereshat tokat for katsira and for the other chalakim. They just can't do lishma. I mentioned before the Yotzer, and the Yotzer is the Ara, because the Yotzer says V'cher Shet V'katan Ein Lashin Dilma Yishgun. So there it says it can't be Lash because they're gonna mess up. It sounds like they can't be Shemer B'chlal. And that would talk about Akash and Yisham that says that they could be Shemer. Meshachachma, that's our Sameach. Meshachachma says that you find in the Inyan of Pesach, you find Shmira many times. We learned this morning, Shomer Chodesh Aviv, Shmar Lecha, in this Kriya we had today, Shmar Lecha, and Shmartim is a Matzis. And he says that the more a person is diligent and he's Shomer, then in Mitzvah Hashem, the Eberstu will be Shomer the Zman of the Geula, that Benisa Nizan Nigalu Benisa Nasidin Legoil, and the Netziv even adds that Shmartim is a Matzis is because the reason the Eberstu gave us more mitzvahs to be Shomer the Matzis is because even more, Briskerov says, is that even though you're not Mechuyiv to be Shomer the Matzis only from the Shas Lisha, but he says, or for the rest of the matzahs, but he says that any shmirah a person does is a kiyum mitzvah saseh. So a person, he says, he used to check every kernel, every single, checking everything, anything a person does to watch himself over from him is more and more mitzvahs. You can be doing mitzvahs already, you can be kiyum shmirah mitzvah matzahs the whole year round. But a person's preparing for Pesach and all of his hachanis, it's all kiyum shmirah mitzvah matzahs. So Netziv says, just like before in the Korban Pesach, that Eberstein wanted to bring the Geula, and he saw that Klaizel was missing Schusim, so he gave them Dan Pesach, Dan Mila, gave them extra Vat Erem area, and he saw that they didn't have Schusim to do mitzvahs, so he gave them mitzvahs to do, to give them extra Schusim. So Zaktam Netziv, that's why the Eberstein said, when you're doing mitzvah, matzah, chaparain an extra mitzvah. Don't just be look at Simon and Fachimitz, be Shaymer at Mechimitz, and you chaparain an extra mitzvah. The Ralek, the Briskrov, you Kumamish, be Mekhaimitz, the whole time, you're doing it, it's Mamish more and more mitzvahs. And he says, Beschus that, just like then, the extra mitzvahs that Klai Yisrael had was a schus to bring the geula b'nisa ninigul b'nisa nasidin l'goel. That should be a schus for us Mitzvah Hashem to bring the Mashiach Tzidkenu b'nei Ramin.